Intervju Radija Študent.
Po dobrih 5 letih se je letos na koncertne odre vrnila priljubljena portugalska zasedba Madre Deus. V sklopu aktualne turneje, na kateri obeležujejo 25-letnico svojega obstoja, bo prenovljena zasedba danes zvečer nastopila na drugi godbi v Cankarjevem domu. O tem, kaj mu pomeni vrnitev Madre Deus na glasbeno prizorišče, je spregovoril ustanovni član in avtor skladb Pedro Aires Magalhães.
We're currently in Lisbon. Must be pretty nice there, you know, just before the summer. So maybe, what's your favorite season in Lisbon?
It's the autumn.
It translates to the music of Madre Deus in a way as well.
Yeah, the music of Madre Deus is mostly nocturnal.
Right.
It's between night and day.
You know, I remember reading when Wim Wenders asked you if you could write some song about Lisbon. And you told him that all your songs are basically about Lisbon. So,
yes.
Yeah, is Lisbon still the main inspiration for you?
Yeah, it was the main inspiration for my group, no? For my music. No?
Mm-hmm.
It was an intention, rational intention, is to do a kind of music that could be inspired in the soul of my city. No?
Now you will play a concert in Ljubljana as a part of your tour, which is dedicated to the 25th anniversary of Madre Deus. So, you know, what's it like to be back on stage with Madre Deus repertoire after like 5 or 6 years?
I'm very happy, you can imagine. I'm very happy. All the things related to these artistic activities in these days are related with luck, with lots of work and luck,
mm-hmm.
If you understand what I mean.
And luck in what way?
I consider myself as a lucky person because I have my the fellow musicians, with my friends, with the people in the record companies. You know, with some people in some countries that understood my group, my music in a different way. So I've been lucky, you know? And this time again I've been lucky because we have been playing with me and Carlos, which are the Carlos is the keyboard player of Madre mm-hmm. Deus. We are the remaining members of Madre Deus,
mm-hmm.
and we have been doing in 2008, 2009, 2010 we did a band to play with Madre Deus called the Banda Cósmica,
mm-hmm.
and it was a band with 10 instruments, with electric guitar, bass, drums, and percussion, violin,
mm-hmm.
and harp, and three female voices.
Right.
And we have worked a lot to do this big band playing our music. But then the band has stopped. But one of the musicians of this band, Jorge Vascoso, was so enthusiastic with our music that called me and said, oh, I would like very much to, if you agree, to do some arrangements of your songs, of the old songs, for violins and 2 violins and cello and whatever. Help you to put your band, the music on stage again, and so we were lucky. You understand?
Yeah.
So let's try it. So we wrote all the music. It was a completely different approach from the previous times of Madre Deus. Then I found myself writing all the notes, every note of my guitar, of the voice, of the keyboards, for him to be able to do arranged proper arrangements for the strings instruments, and that took us 2 years, a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
working with papers, rehearsals, music. Was very nice. Now we are very happy.
So when you started working on these new arrangements for Madre Deus, you put Banda Cósmica on hold.
No, Banda Cósmica was a big band, so it was a very expensive project, and so We just planned it to till the end of 2009. Mm-hmm. Then I still did an album. We recorded in the last month, in November. We recorded a third album of with that group, and we published it in the autumn of 2010. The group was like a project. It only meant to stay for 18 months.
So you know.
So it has an end. A scheduled finish, you understand?
Right. You know, in the documentary that accompanied the release of the new album, Essentia, is it Essentia?
Yes, Essentia.
Uh-huh. You know, you seemed a bit uncertain about how much the music of Madredeus means to your fans. Because, you know, it often happens that fans can have some doubts when it comes to their favorite bands getting back on stage
after a while.
Yeah, and you know, I just read really nice responses from the public, and you already played some concerts now, so I wondered what was the reaction from the fans like?
I was just saying that Madredeus was very famous, but not the music, you know, on this documentary and on this interview. I was saying that my wish is that we can make our music known, more known, you know. Because mm-hmm. the name is known, the Wim Wenders movie, some or two or three songs, some video clips, you know. And only the people that came to our concerts know what do we play, you know. Because Madredeus is not a mainstream band, as you know. So it's not some playing in every radio, every hour, it's not. And so I was a little bit, what I have to be is cautious in a way, with my expectations, you know, because the world changed a lot, you know, mm-hmm. in these 25 years. Right now, for instance, I can tell we've played four concerts. We will play Ljubljana before Lisbon. Played a concert in Portugal, in a city called Arranha. It was a big, acclamation, or it's a very big enthusiasm, a night very euphoric from the part of the audience. It was very nice, it's a very nice theater, mm-hmm. 100 kilometers from Lisbon, and we were all very happy. The concert was very good, and everybody accepted us, you know, standing ovation, very nice. Then we visited the Barbican in England in a festival, Latin music, and was very nice also. I can tell it's a pleasure to play in the Barbican. We've played there before. It's a very nice venue, very big venue, with very good conditions for the sound, and very good equipment. And there was about 1,500 people, 1,500 people. In England, London is a very cosmopolitan town, so I don't know if all of them were English, or they were Brazilian or Italian or Mexican or Japanese. I'm sure there'll be some parts of people that know Madredeus from other countries. Mm-hmm. But the concert was very, very nice, because the music, I think our music is very strong, and the singer is very, very acute, very gentle, the Beatriz. And so she really embodies our music in such a way. She's a perfect singer for us. And so the repertoire was very well accepted. I don't know, you know, we never know if the people who is in our... We've played a lot. We played around 1,000 concerts till now. We never know if the audience is our fans or curious people or... friends of fans, you know, we never know.
Yeah, it's always probably a mixed crowd.
Yeah, that is a mix. Mm-hmm. And so our intention is to offer an original, very peculiar concert for them.
It's probably this originality, this that sort of have this universal appeal, you know, because your lyrics are all in Portuguese, and yet, as you say, you play in many other countries, many other people who don't even speak Portuguese come to your concert. So, you know, it's been said that the sensibility of your music partly comes from saudade. This is, I don't know if it's pronounced saudade or something.
Saudade is okay.
Saudade, yeah. It's a certain emotion, you know, that is said to be a part of Portuguese culture. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a bit more about this saudade? Is this something like nostalgia?
So that, yes, is this is the presence of the absent, is the remembrance, but it's the state of soul, of state of spirit of someone who is remembering a loved one, or remembering his young years, or remember his motherland, or remember some distant experience. Is this? We have to say that is the joy of being sad, but this is poetical, Rafael. It's not something from. It's something that is very very present in our culture. I mean, in kind of I wouldn't say unconscious way, but it's almost yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this joy of being sad. Is like you allow yourself of being a little bit sad when you remember somebody that you like very much, you know. So it's a state of fantasy, of imagination, where you always, you know, remembering your past experiences, or the distance you are from the things you want. You think about your future, and you think about reencountering people, or redoing things, or changing your life, or of a new future, new hopes, you understand. So, Madre Deus, I've chosen this universe to write all the music of Madre Deus. The person who is singing in our concert, she's always singing about the future, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, in a way, you know, this album, Essencia, is a collection of, as we said, rearranged songs of Madre Deus, older songs. And all these songs seem timeless, you know, and what you were just saying about this feeling that is found in music of Madre Deus could be probably very well translated to the situation that is now in Portugal. You know, life there must be pretty different than what it was like 10 or 15 years ago.
Yes, the choice of songs has been the fruit of our dialogue with George, with the new musicians. I almost told them, okay, let's start with, you will tell me which songs you want to play, you would like to play, okay? Mm-hmm. So then we arranged all those which are in the album and others that we play in the concert, and then we put on the album the best recordings, it was that. The album is called Essencia. Essencia is because I don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to say that this Madre Deus is the same as the older ones, you know. Madre Deus has had different time epochs, right? With different membership, with different musicians, and every cycle of Madre Deus was very fruitful artistically, and everybody worked a lot, but it produced artistically a different kind of music, different kind of arrangements or sound, a different démarche, if you understand. So now this group, I call this concert Essencia because it's like with a new group of musicians who have been able again to do the perfume of Madre Deus, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Madre Deus had the perfume, the music of Madre Deus, and we have been able to do it again. When you ask me what happens with this in Lisbon, I think, you know, you have to know that you are talking with an independent artist. So all through our career, Madre Deus has activity as an independent group of artists. We have never been supported by the cultural institutions of Portugal or anything of that sort, or any foundation or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, our life was always, as artists and professionals, has always seemed very difficult to do in Portugal. It's not from this now present crisis, because I started to be a musician really on the early days of the revolution. And I think I even owe my courage to be a musician to the revolution, because everything seemed so possible in the 70s after the Portuguese Revolution that I thought that also if everybody do whatever, I can do music. I will do music for my life. And since then, it was all the time very difficult to, in Portugal, to it's like a fight, you know, it's like a combat, to do to impose this work of working our language, our tradition in poetry, to create a repertoire in Portuguese. This seems something that normally any country would accept very much, but it's not true. People in Portugal are very turned to the influence of the Anglo-American music and the MTV charts and before what would be other thing or in general to every pattern of consumption, you understand?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the last 30 years, every product of the world, every little thing that makes Western life apparently comfortable has been the desire of purchase of everybody. See, it's like a big campaign of consumption that is going on. You know? And so the music is more and more something like wallpaper, you know, it's something that is in the very end of the needs of people. And at the same time, very young people try to do bands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
More musicians, young artists study music than before. But then they don't know how to, they don't find the easy ways to live with the music, to work with music. It's difficult because everything is turned for the conception of cars or machines for your home or, you know, I think you know, fashion or gadgets or PlayStations or whatever, and music is in the end. So right now what has changed in Portugal is that the number of foreign concerts in Portugal is much bigger than ever, you see, in the last 10 years or something. In the beginning of Madre Deus there were we were almost pioneers of doing concerts in Portugal, in castles, in gardens. There was not so much consumption of music like there is now. So now there's a lot of foreign acts, as you say, English and American bands that are coming to Portuguese venues and festivals or whatever. And so for us, you know, our point of view is different, is that we are already old men, middle-aged men.
Mm-hmm.
We have been doing this music for the, you know, for last 20 years, 35 years. And we know very well by our experience how appreciated the music is in so many countries you have visited, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that it's worth it to keep on playing a group like Madre Deus.
Yeah,
to avoid that it becomes like a relic of the past or something that is very connected to some earlier formation or some certain album or certain song or certain movie, because really I believe that we have wrote a lot of music inspired in Portugal, but also a lot of music inspired in all these audiences we've met during the years. And on the music, we thought, what kind of music can be played in these venues we visit, in these theaters for these audiences? And we have done it. So we have in our opinion, you know, you can think I'm a fantasist, but I feel like if we have a box, you know, like the pirates, you know, I have a box with some values there, some gold, some precious jewels there, which are my songs, you know. And I know that when we put them on stage, they are normally very appreciated.
Carlos, the keyboardist, is one of the older members. You worked with him for a long time, but the Strings Trio is new. How did you, decide what musicians you want to invite to this new tour?
Ah, that's my first answer. You know, this musician, the violin player, he was on the Banda Cósmica. And so when we finished the Banda Cósmica, the violin told me some months after, he said, oh, Pedro, I've enjoyed so much to work with you. I like your songs, your melodies. I think I want to help you to put this on stage again. You cannot stay at home, you know.
Right.
And so then I've explained to you. So we worked together, we wrote the music, and he brought two friends of his that used to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
They are three of them. The three of them are from the Lisbon Opera House, Carlos Theatre. They play on the orchestra of the opera. and the singer. We have been first. We work with a singer from the choir of the opera that helped us to shape the songs and the arrangements. And then we search for through auditions. We search for a young singer. We wanted a young singer to be in the cast in the group, and with the classical training, with able to read music, to play our songs exactly as we see them. And, we found Beatriz in a series of auditions we made in Lisbon.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, do you see, as we said, this is the current tour, and this new album sort of marks this 25th anniversary. But do you see this new formation as a possibility that you will work with them on some new Madredeus material, new songs in the future?
Yes, that is a great question. We have planned to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have planned to let we find means to how to do it, you know, because it's not easy. But we will do. We are now, we just schedule a tour for 2 years, this year, 2012 right. and 2013. And during this tour, we would like to produce a record new songs, new writing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just one question. You probably couldn't imagine better 25 years when you started Madredeus in 1987. So if you had to point out one thing that made you really happy in these 25 years, what would that be?
Oh, so many things. I'm a very lucky person, as I told you.
Right, you said
so many things. Yes, in the beginning, that is to imagine that we could, defend our music in such a way and play for so many years and so many music. I would not imagine that if everybody asked. But it was my purpose to create a music in Portugal that would not be fad traditional music, but is music to play contemporary in our contemporary world, you know.
Tako je misli o vrnitvi Madredeus na glasbene odre povzel Pedro Ajreš Magalješ. Zasedbo pa danes večer lahko slišite na festivalu Druga godba v Cankarjevem domu. Intervju je pripravil Goran Kompoš.
Intervju Radija Študent.